The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. Friday. And our discussion of compassion continues. A little hiccup with the stream. I'm not sure what happened this morning. Many of you have made it over to this new URL, but I hope there's not too much confusion. Spending 5 days practicing, thinking, talking, living compassion. So sweet. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for your practice. Let's settle right into some meditation, and then we will bring our fifth session to its conclusion. So the meditation for today will be maybe a simple one. We'll start as we have been, with settling in this this body, this mind, this heart. Then gently call up compassion, and then once we've really spent some time cultivating compassion, we'll take a look at just what is the quality of the mind when it is arousing compassion, sustaining compassion, when it's suffused or filled with compassion. What are the qualities that are there? Let's start with the settling. May our posture be balanced and grounded. Connected to the earth. Of the earth. And with each breath, coming into balance, alignment, and presence. A few minutes to settle. To be with the senses. And when we're ready, inclining the mind toward compassion, arousing compassion in the body, taking that attitude. Perhaps with the help of an image or a reflection. May we be free from suffering and harm. May we be free from suffering. Relying on our intention, the wish that others be free, that we be free from suffering. Arousing the wish that beings be free from suffering. Sensitive to the effect this has on our body and mind. Inviting compassion throughout the body. This kind care. May all beings be free from suffering. Arousing compassion, sustaining compassion. This body and mind becoming compassion. Now to bring in the question, just how is this compassionate mind? Bring in just a little bit of investigation, not to interfere with our practice of compassion, but to come to know it. Is this compassionate mind clearly mindful? How is its energy? Is there joy, even joy? Or is there a calm, balance, settledness? Just how is this compassionate mind? Just how is this compassionate mind? What qualities are here? As we come to the end of this sitting, inviting ease and relaxation into this body, with a wish for the welfare of all beings, as we hear the sound of the bell. May our intention of compassion go along with the sound, spreading in all directions. May all beings be happy, and may they be free from suffering.